Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2211, How to Overcome the Fears That Keep You Playing Small, by Danica Glenn of learningtofly.org, and I'm Justin Mollick. I'm gonna jump right into today's post as we optimize your life. How to Overcome the Fears That Keep You Playing Small, by Danica Glenn of learningtofly.org. I get it. You desperately want to live a more creative and fulfilling life that reflects the real you, but your fears have other plans for you. Your mind spits out poisonous venom that attacks your sense of worthiness. It says your lack of talent, experience, and money is why you can't have what your heart desires. You feel overwhelmed, and the idea of creating a new life starts to seem unlikely at best. You convince yourself to wait until you have more experience, skills, and money before you take one step towards what your heart desires. The problem is, your fears will not go away with more education, money, and experience. It requires something else. To stop playing small, you must learn how to recognize your fears, question them, and let go of all or nothing thinking. How do you do that? I'm glad you asked. Listen on. Recognizing the voice of fear. The first step to overcoming your fears is learning how to recognize them, and this can be tricky. Fear is clever and a pro at disguising itself. It often shows up as the voice of reason, instructing you to do the responsible thing by not taking any risks. My own fears have told me, think about how hard you have worked to get where you are now. Are you sure you want to throw it all away to take a chance on an unknown? What if you lose everything? You are an adult now, so it's best to stick with the path that is working instead of taking a risk on something new. Notice how these thoughts create even more fear by focusing on what will go wrong and how I will lose everything if I try something new. The voice of fear is always loud and anxious. Notice what the voice of fear says to you. Once you become aware of it, the next step is to question it. Questioning the voice of fear. Since fear is always focused on what is lacking, it distorts the view of what is possible for our lives. To start playing a bigger game in your life, you have to believe other options are available to you. Questioning your fears is a powerful way to expand your perception of what is possible. Try this. Write down your imagined worst-case scenario if you start honoring your heart's desires. Is it a fear of ending up on the streets if you quit the job you hate? Is it a fear of everyone criticizing you and saying you don't belong? Instead of focusing on the bad things that will happen to you, write down some of the potential positive outcomes that could happen. If you're afraid of going broke, create a list of possible ways to make money doing what you enjoy and explore these ideas instead of telling yourself you have to stay at a job you hate. The more imagination and creativity you bring to this exercise, the better. If it's fear of not being enough, can you find people who are doing exactly what you want to do with less experience or education than you have? What about people who are extremely successful now, but started out with much less than you currently have? If it is possible for them, why not you? The voice of fear will try to convince you the only way to stay safe is to remain exactly where you are, but it is the clinging to our fears that keeps us playing small. Make sure you question your fears often. Once you get into the habit of questioning your fears, it's time to get your mind right. Right thinking to overcome fears. One of the reasons why our fears paralyze us is because of all or nothing thinking. All or nothing thinking is based on a scarcity mindset. It doesn't believe you have enough time to rest, relax, or move at a pace that feels good to you. All or nothing thinking says you must do everything perfectly and right now. This can keep us stuck for years because it doesn't acknowledge where we are right now at the beginning of a new journey. Setting impossible standards in the beginning is not kind, it creates anxiety, and causes us to quit too soon because it's not sustainable. To start playing big, you must start small. Here are a few tips that have helped me move through my own fears. If you start to feel overwhelmed with future visions of disaster, notice where you are right now. Embrace the mantra, inch by inch, it's a cinch, by taking one step you can complete in less than 10 minutes to move you closer to your goal, and do it now. And keep a list of the steps you are taking to move towards your dreams and celebrate your small wins. When you focus on the present, take one baby step at a time and get in the habit of speaking words of loving kindness to yourself, you are training yourself to move through fear instead of becoming paralyzed by it. This sets you up to feel more comfortable taking risks because you believe more is possible, creating a bigger, better you. Remember, your doubts about what you have to offer and your right to have what you truly desire is fear, or F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. Trust your heart. You are here for something more. However, it cannot become a reality until you are willing to take a small chance on yourself over and over again. You can move beyond the fears that keep you playing small by noticing them, questioning them, and taking one step inch by inch until it becomes a cinch. You just listened to the post titled, How to Overcome the Fears That Keep You Playing Small by Danica Glenn of learningtofly.org. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Danica. She's an artist, confidence coach, recovering people pleaser, and the founder of learningtofly.org, where her mission is to help creative women find their voice, increase their confidence, and design a more fulfilling life. Come by learningtofly.org for a lot more, and the two in her website name is the number two. She's been featured over on Optimal Finance Daily before, but this is the first time I'm reading her blog here. This one was a nice compliment to what we were talking about on Tuesday's episode. That was episode 2209, some extra steps you can take. So if you didn't listen to that episode but want to hear more about getting things done and dealing with procrastination, that's a good one to check out. Again, that's 2209 from a new author to join our collection, Casey Ray. But that'll do it for today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow for the Friday show, where your optimal life awaits.